Blog Talk Radio.
Much love that he's willing to share it with the enemy, that they said in Psalms 83 that they were going to take away, where we would not be, know that we are a country. They would destroy us, and today they have. We're walking around calling ourselves African Americans when we are the children of Judah. No white person, those who lie will say that they are of the tribe of Judah, but they're not, and I'm here to tell you that. They can call me out on it if they wish, but nonetheless, I'm here to bring you these words that were written by our Father in Heaven's prophets. I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, that is spelled Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1. And once we read verse 1, then I want to go in the same verse, in the same chapter, and read in your hearing verses 13 and 14. And this is what I want you to remember. I remember, I think that our Father helped me with this when I got sick. And, you know, Satan had to ask God to make me sick. Just like he did for Job, Satan had to ask God if he could do that. He probably had to ask God if he could make me sick too. Remember this in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years grow near, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. you have no pleasure in your olden days. And I thank God because my days could have been worse than what they are right now. You know, when I came out from underneath the sickness that I had, I could not really hold my mouth and say the things I wanted to say. I was really frustrated. But my Father has brought me back to this point here. And I want you to read in that same chapter of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. I want you to read verses 13 and 14. Now, most of you sheep know to have your pens and pencil because I will tell you something. And I want you to learn what I have learned, too. I don't want to be a person that knows all about this Bible. I want to share with you all what I know. And I think it may be, save some of you all. Verse 13 of chapter 12, Ecclesiastes. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And it is true, you will have to get on your knees when you are faced with God. And I keep saying that I'm going to write this book, and the things that I remember, I'm going to put in a book. You should know them. Even our enemies. Now, Father, I ask that you bless the hearers of his word and encourage them to read your Bible. I was once told, I guess I was about 20, 21, one of my friends, and he says that you are not learning until you read the Bible. And that has proven to be true. I remember last week, or right before Thanksgiving, I told this young man that, oh, thank you for wishing me a happy Thanksgiving, but I don't celebrate it. And I told him why. Because I said to him, read Leviticus chapter 11. I said, most people are going to have swine. They're going to eat turkey. Not turkey, but, some people had turkey and ham, or better known as swine. He told me that he had never heard about eating swine or pig. And then I just broke it down to him. You must not eat bacon or rabbit or, you know, animals that belongs to Satan. Someone is calling me. Excuse me. I'm just going to look for a moment. I'm not going to leave my phone. I don't know why that person is calling me. That person knows that I have a program on this time of evening. That's just the devil. Father, I thank you for allowing those sheep to listen and those who are not sheep. Hopefully, they will learn something from what I will say to them. Let me just identify myself right now. And then I will say a prayer. This is the Feed My Sheep show. Someone is knocking at my door. Hold on. Hold on. Jimmy, go to the back. Hello? Oh, someone's going to get the door for me. Oh, thank you for staying and listening to my program. Now, as I was saying, this is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. This is the only day that your Bible tells you to remember and keep it holy and rest. You're only supposed to do two things on that day, but many of you find yourself working or doing other things. But I can understand if you have a job and you're working to feed yourself and your children. Our Father in Heaven probably understands that too. But if you can tell your employer, employee, that, or your employer, that you have, this is your holy day, that you are to keep it holy and rest, you would change it for a Sunday or another day. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want you to know that Sabbath starts on Friday evening, this time of day, and then it ends on Saturday evening, this time of day. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil. Those, and I want you to write down whatever I tell you that you can go back and look at it and remember it and read it for yourselves. Now, let me say a prayer. I just got confounded by someone knocking at my door when they should not, and I apologize for that. Father in Heaven, thank you for this day. Despite all the things, unwarranted attacks that have come up on me to cause me to have harsh feelings, let me remember, let me keep my mind on you, Father, and that way I will not get angry. The devil is trying to make me angry, but I refuse to. I want to thank you, Father, for keeping natural disasters away from us in Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters away from us here in my hometown of Detroit, Michigan. I thank you and I praise you for that. Also, I thank and I praise you for allowing us to have our right mind and giving us good health and keeping the evil one and his imps away from us. And I thank you for giving us prosperity and blessing us with, I say this prayer to you in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. I got a belt. I don't know why this happens to me. I don't know why I have to belch all the time. And I thank you for your deliverance from, for giving us salvation, for delivering us from sin and its consequences. I thank you so much. Now, I want your sheep to follow me. I am in Leviticus chapter 12. Last week, or I think it was Tuesday, I read Leviticus chapters 10 and 11. And I told you about the foods that you can eat and should not eat. Yeah, I told you, you should not eat catfish, shrimps, or clams, stuff like that. The people, the Bible is written for everyone. While you have a chance to read it, as if we're not going to have a chance, we will have a chance. Read it and learn what's in the Bible. Now, there's a lot that needs to be read today. I'm going to read chapter 12 and 13. And chapter 13 has a lot, but hopefully I can get through all of it for you all to hear it. Let's us read Leviticus, that's spelled Levitics, chapter 12, verse 1. And it reads, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, if a woman have conceived seed, born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days." Did you ever know that you're supposed to be unclean for a certain number of days? According to the days of her separation, her infirmity shall be unclean. And in the eighth day, the flesh of the foreskin of his foreskin shall be circumcised. Now, that is if she has a male child. And I think that I have gotten upset. Let me read that again, starting at verse 1 in chapter 12. Hopefully, I will read it all so that we will know exactly what is being read to you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and you will find, sheep. Once you start reading the Bible, it's not about any other race of people but us. We are the tribe of Israel. We don't know that because we don't read it, and we're calling ourselves African Americans because we boarded a ship to come to this land to be sold. You can read, I think it's in, I forget right now, what chapter is chapter, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 60. That's what you should read. You'll know that. Who else, what other people on this earth that you know of were put on a slave ship and brought to a foreign country? None other than us. We don't know their language. Well, I'm still trying to learn their language. And they're charging me a fortune to try to learn. Now I've gotten old. Let me go back again. Chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a woman have conceived seed and born a man child, then she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of separation for her infirmity, she shall be unclean. And in the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised, and she shall then continue in the blood of her purifying 30 days. She shall touch not hollow, that means holy things, nor come into the sanctuary until the days of her purifying be fulfilled. But if she bears a maid child, then she shall be unclean 2 weeks as in her separation, and shall continue in the blood of her purifying 60, that is 60 and 6 days. So for 66 days, she will be purifying. And when the day of her purifying are fulfilled for a son or for a daughter,
shall she bring a lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation unto the priest, for she shall offer it before the Lord and make an atonement for her. She shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. Is the law for her that has borne a male or a female. And if she be not able to bring a lamb, then she shall bring two turtles or two young pigeons, one for the burnt offering and the othering for a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for her, and she shall be clean. So that is the reading of chapter 12. I've read all of it. Hopefully you'll understand that 7 days for being unclean for the male according to the separation of her infirmity, she shall be unclean. And then on the 8th day, she should have her son's foreskin shall be removed or circumcised. And then if she has a female, she is to be purified, what it says, 33 and 30 days. So that's 3 and 30 days. Then she will be, if she bear a maid child, she shall be unclean for 2 weeks, it says, as her separation, and continue purifying 66 days. And she has to bring a lamb for her first year for a burnt offering, and then a young pigeon or a turtle dove for a sin offering. Hopefully you all will remember that sheep as well as me, because we will be tested. And some people, our Father loves you so much, He is willing to accept you who are not a Hebrew. He's talking, this Bible is about us Hebrews. We black folks, if we have been allowed to read our Bibles, we should read. I started reading our Bible. You know, I was started out doing, I had saw other preachers doing, reading the Bible here and there. But the one reason that made me curious, this man was on, he was saying that Adam ate the fruit. And I said, well, what is the fruit? And he was indicating that he had maybe a sexual experience with whoever, another male. And I said, I got to read that for myself. And I started reading, and I have been reading it from now on. I have got to get an understanding of that, where he did eat that fruit and say that he ate it. So I don't know if it doesn't say if it was a male or female. The indication is that it was a male, because Eve had his first child, Cain. She had Cain. And then
she got pregnant, and she had two babies. That's what he is saying. I need to understand that. Maybe I'll start reading it again so I can understand it too. Now, let us go to Leviticus chapter 13, and I will read as much of it to you as I possibly can. We're in the Old Testament, Leviticus 13, and I'm going to, wherever I leave off, I'm going to come back Tuesday and pick up a verse 1 reads, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, When a man shall have in the skin of his flesh a rising or a scab or a bright spot, and it be in the bright spot like it be in the skin of the flesh like the plague of leprosy, then he shall be brought unto Aaron the priest and unto one of his sons the priest, and the priest shall look on the plague in the skin of the flesh, and when the hair plague is turned white and the plague in the sight be deeper than the skin of the flesh, it is a plague of leprosy, and the priest shall look on him and pronounce him unclean." And she, you all need to read this over again so you can get the full understanding. Verse 4, "And the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh, and in the skin and in the sight be deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall him that has the plague 7 days." Now let me read verse 4 again to you because I need to understand that. "If the bright spot be white in the skin of his flesh and in the sight be not deeper than the skin, and the hair thereof be not turned white, then the priest shall shut up him that has the plague 7 days, and the priest shall look on him the seventh day, and behold, in his skin be at a stay, then the plague spread not in the skin, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days more. And then the priest shall look on him again on the seventh day, and behold, if the plague be somewhat darkened, and the plague spread not in the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean. It shall but be a scab." And in my other Bible, the word scab is a rash. "And he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the scab spreads abroad," that means everywhere, "in the skin, after the he has been seen of the priest for his cleansing, he shall be seen of the priest again. And if the priest see that, behold, the scab spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy. When the plague of leprosy is in a man, then he shall be brought unto the priest, and the priest shall see him." When he said see him, that means he shall examine him. "And behold, if the rising be white in the skin,
and have turned their hair white, and there be a quick raw flesh in the rising. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall not set him up, for he is unclean. Now let me read verse 11 again. I think that I misread it. Let me read verse 11. It is an old leprosy in the skin of his flesh, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean and shall shut him up, for he is unclean. And if the leprosy spreads abroad, that means everywhere in the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin of him that has the plague from his head even to his foot, whatsoever the priest look, then the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean that has the plague. It is turned white. He is clean. Now let me read verse 13 again, because I need to understand what he's saying. If the priest shall consider, and behold, if the leprosy have covered all his flesh, he shall pronounce him clean, that shall the plague. It is all turned white. He is clean. But when the raw flesh appears in him, he shall be unclean. And the priest shall see the raw flesh and pronounce him to be unclean, for the raw flesh is unclean. It is a leprosy. Or if the raw flesh turn again, he shall charge He shall change into white. He shall be unto the priest. Let me read verse 16 again, because I don't understand. Or if the raw flesh turn again and be clean unto white, he shall come unto the priest, and the priest shall see him. And behold, if the plague be turned into white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean that has the plague. He is clean also, which is even in the skin thereof, where a boil is and is healed. And in the place of a boil where the be white, rising for a bright spot, white and somewhat reddish, and it be showed to the priest. And if, when the priest sees it, behold, it be in sight lower than the skin, then the hair thereof be turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a leprosy of leprosy. It is a plague of leprosy broken out of the boil. Verse 21, but if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hairs therein, it will be not lower than the skin, but somewhat darker. When the priest shall shut him up 7 days, and if it spreads much abroad in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague. But if the bright spot stay in bread not, it is a burning boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. For if there be any flesh in the skin thereof, where it be hot, burning in the quick flesh that burneth, have a white bright spot, somewhat reddish or white, then the priest shall look at it upon it, and behold, if the hair in the bright spot be turned white, and if it be slight deeper than the skin, it is a leprosy broken out of the burning. Priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a plague of leprosy. But if the priest look on it, and behold, there be no white hair in the bright spot, and it be no lower than the other skin, but somewhat darker, then the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the priest shall look upon him the 7 days, and if it be spread much abroad, that means spread everywhere in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean, as the plague of leprosy. And if the priest, verse 28, and if the bright spot stay in his place and spread not in the skin, but it be somewhat dark, it is a rising or a burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is an inflammation of the burning. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head of the beard, let me read verse 29 again in your hearing. Perhaps you will understand it better. If a man or a woman have a plague upon the head or the beard, then the priest shall see the plague, and behold, it if it be in the slight deeper than the skin, and there be in it a yellow thin hair, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a dry skull, even a leprosy upon the head or beard. And if the priest look on it, on the plague of the skull, and behold, it be not in slight deeper than the skin, and that there is no black hair in it, and the priest shall shut him up that has the plague of the skull 7 days. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on the plague, and behold, if the skull spread not, and there be in it no yellow hair, and the skull be not in the sight deeper than the skin, he shall be shaven, but the skull he not shave, and the priest shall shut him up that has the skull 7 days more. And in the seventh day, the priest shall look on him well, that is, view him or observe or see him. If the skull be not spread in the skin, nor be in the sight deeper than the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. But if the skull spread much and in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look on him, and behold, if the skull be spread in the skin, the priest shall seek for yellow hair. He is unclean. But if the skull be in the sight, let me read verse 37 again. But if the skull be in his sight at a stay, and that there is black hair grown upon therein, the skull is healed, he is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. If the skull also or a woman have the skin, let me read verse 38 again. If a man also, let me read verse 38 again. If a man also a woman have the skin of their flesh, bright spots, even white bright spots, then the bright spots shall look, and behold, if the bright spot in the skin of the flesh be darkish white, it is a freckled spot that groweth in the skin, he is clean. And he that whoever hair is fallen off his head, he is bald, yet he is clean. And I am going to stop right there at verse 41. I will start there. Let me have a closing word of prayer for you, sheep. And I will be back, if God is willing, on Tuesday with you. Oh, my Lord. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for allowing me to come to your sheep this afternoon. Hopefully I have said something that will be for them to remember. In Jesus' name, thank you for protecting us even in our sleep and keeping us safe from any natural disaster or any man-made disaster. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Now, sheep, I want you to follow me and listen to me. I'll be back Tuesday. Remember, God loves you, and I love you. I want you to go to Amazon and purchase my book. No one has. I have The Passing and The Unseen and The Broken Plant. You can get all of those books for
Father,
remember, I want you to know
help your children
of Israel.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus, his love, he won't.
walk on through temptation, 'cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our heart to be thankful.
I will see you all next week.